blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Luke 22, the verses 35 to 38. Luke chapter 22, verse 35 to 38. Then Jesus asked them, "When I sent you without purse, bag or sandals, did you lack anything?" "Nothing," they answered. He said to them, "But now if you have a purse, take it, and also a bag. And if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. It is written, 'And he was numbered with the transgressors.' And I tell you that this must be fulfilled in me. Yes, what is written about me is reaching its fulfillment." The disciples said, "See, Lord, here are two swords." "That's enough," he replied. My theme for reflection is prepared for the path. Navigating a world of hostility. Prepared for the path. Navigating a world of hostility. In Luke 22:35-36, Jesus poses a probing question to his disciples. Recalling a time when he sent them out with nothing but the clothes on their backs. They were to rely solely on the hospitality and generosity of those they encountered. Miraculously, they lacked nothing. God provided through the hands of those who received their message. This earlier mission was marked by a reliance on divine provision and the kindness of strangers, echoing a deep trust in God's care. However, Jesus now presents a contrast to their previous experiences. He instructs those same disciples to take a purse, a bag, and even a sword. This shift is not a call to violence, but a metaphor for preparedness in a world that is not only unreceptive, but openly hostile to the message of the gospel. The disciples are moving from a season of open doors and warm receptions to one where doors will close and opposition will rise. Jesus' directive to arm themselves, metaphorically speaking, is a poignant reminder of the spiritual and moral fortitude required to face the challenges ahead. It underscores the need for readiness and resilience in the face of adversity. This passage does not promote physical defense as a first response, but rather it emphasizes the importance of being spiritually and emotionally equipped for the inevitable difficulties of Christian ministry. My dear friends, we Christian people often find ourselves in similar predicament, navigating societies that may not outwardly be oppressive, but are increasingly indifferent or even antagonistic toward religious expressions and Christian leaders. The metaphorical sword represents the tools necessary for Christians to defend their faith, not through aggression, but through wisdom, knowledge, and an unwavering commitment to Christ's teachings. In this context, Jesus' instructions resonate with significant relevance. They remind us that while our faith may bring us into conflict with the broader culture, our responses should be characterized by grace and truth, rather than force or retreat. We are called to engage with the world, not as aggressors, but as ambassadors of peace, bearing the full armor of God to withstand the trials of our times. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, How can you better prepare yourself to face opposition to your faith with grace and truth? Number two, what does it mean to carry a sword in today's cultural climate? How does this shape your approach to living out the gospel? Heavenly Father, in a world that often misunderstands and rejects your truth, grant us the courage and wisdom to walk in the footsteps of your Son. Help us to arm ourselves with the spiritual readiness needed to face any opposition with the grace and truth of the gospel. Strengthen our hearts to be steadfast in our faith and loving in our responses, reflecting Christ in all we do. May we navigate the challenges of our times with the assurance of your presence and guidance. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forever.